Strigus pounded his fist on the table. You should not have returned. You doom us all. Ravenna said nothing for a moment. She looked at each council member individually, meeting their gaze until each flinched away. Finally, she spoke. Her words quiet, though they rang through the chamber. We were doomed the moment we lost that which we were. How could this have happened? The dark female sank into her wings, the feathers fluffed in fear. Ravenna did not lower her gaze. The moment the law to exile those who ventured beyond our shores came into being, this was the only possible result. We could not remain hidden here forever, and when the humans did come, they would have forgotten us. We would have forgotten them. Both of us, lost to myths and the mists of memory. Our isolation will prove to have been our undoing. You brought this upon us. The humans would remain ignorant if not for you. Strigus leaned forward, wings flaring overhead. Perhaps. Ravenna said softly. And perhaps not. They found Shinalea without my assistance. Either way, I have come to warn you. To save you. Send a scout if you doubt me. Silence echoed in the chambers. The High Council would not even exchange glances. Ravenna nodded. If you will not send a scout, then you must trust me. Trust the scars that I bear. If you do not prepare for this, then you will die. Strigus looked to the council member on his right, then to the one on his left. Neither said anything, though the charcoal sill flicked her eyes to something below the table. Strigus shook his head furiously. The charcoal sylph whispered something fierce, jerking her head towards Ravenna. She could feel them staring at her scars. She lifted her chin and spread her wings, hands resting on the swords at her hips. Strigus glared at the table, but with another whispered word from the sylphs at either side of him, he nodded. These sylphs were terrified, Ravenna saw. It was for the best, she knew, but she had never seen such fear on any of her people's faces before. It was like having the last remnants of happiness from her childhood torn from her. Ravenna's chest ached for it, but she showed no sign of her pain. They would face much worse in the times to come. Enough that there might not be much left. Strigus watched Ravenna, meeting her gaze. He flicked his eyes to each of her scars, lingering on the brand at her hip. Finally, he took a deep breath and reached beneath the table, removing something and setting it out for all to see. Ravenna took a step back, shock coursing through her. This was a diadem made of gold-wrought feathers. It was the crown of wings, the symbol of the queens and kings of the sylphs, and they were offering it to Ravenna. Help us. The female sylph to the left of Strigus begged. She reached out to push the golden crown closer to Ravenna. Save us. Desperation bloomed in their eyes as they pushed that gold-wrought feathers crown towards her. Ravenna knew that they were begging her silently to take the crown, to lead them, to save them. Only one had the courage to ask outright. She curled her lip and turned her head away from the crown. No.
No, Strigus asked, voice quivering as he realized all his splendor and influence and supposed power would do him no good now.
No, Ravenna repeated. I do not love you well enough for that.
But
I will not be a queen. She gave them a hard, sharp stare. But I will fight your war. Then she turned on her heel and left, her wings fluttering slightly behind her. Silence followed in her wake.